Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'll tell you what, this is my favorite. This is my favorite time when we could hook up with Zach Paugh from Max Preps and talk national football. Usually, but right now, this is the best time because we had some real, real movement in the upper echelon this past week. Zach Poff is kind enough to join us from Max Preps. Zach, I couldn't wait to talk to you all day about everything that's gone on and how they call it all these teams in Florida are beating one another up, and then all of a sudden a central team without starting quarterback goes up against a very good Bishop Gorman team, nationally rated, loses by a point. You must be out of breath because you're doing this all over the country where there were some awesome games as well.
Hey, first of all, I can't complain, man. I get the opportunity to watch as many high school football games as possible, man. And what a game on Saturday. You know, how impressive, you know, Dylan Tolick, dude, that dude stepped up. He had a good game, yes. You know, filling in and starting, yeah. And you know, he put Miami Central in a position to win that game at the end. You know, the field goal just went off the crossbar, but what a game that was, man. Those were two very talented teams just going back and forth, and you talked about it, man. Florida taking out Florida, what a win for Tampa Jesuit to take down St. Thomas Aquinas. And you got to give credit to both schools and both head coaches, because you know, they put that game together on a Wednesday. Yeah. And, you know, that's a perfect opportunity for these kids, because we saw last year a lot of kids not, you know, get a chance to play a full season. So we don't want to see that happen again this year. So, you know, tip it to the cap to, you know, both those coaches for making that game possible. And what a game for Jesuit, man.
Yes.
Forcing six turnovers, and, you know, all those penalties kind of came back to hurt Aquinas too. You know, they had that defensive pass interference, a holding call at the end when they got the interception, and had that huge holding call when you know, Xavier Terrell had a monster game, but he had that
big
long
game.
Touchdown
Huge
run
game.
Called back
Huge
too
game.
So I was impressed with him, man, because he stepped in and he filled in nicely. But man, what a what a game. It was a great weekend, man, for high school and college football.
And then you take a Shaman Amadonna team that arguably has as good a defense as anybody in Florida, mm-hmm. put them against the American Heritage team that had lost to Treasure Coast the week before. They were still kind of reeling a little bit. They come two lightning delays later, and Chaminade's no longer unbeaten. And I'll tell you, Zach, the craziest thing is no stone will be left unturned in South Florida this year, because St. Thomas plays American Heritage this week. So, mm-hmm. The only team waiting to get into this mix is, I think, right now, the top team in the area is Cardinal Gibbons. A lot of people may be sleeping on them. Offensive, defensive lines as good as any. That's how they built their team. They played their first game. Everybody's kind of like hoping October 23rd, hurry up and comes, because you'll have a Venice and Gibbons matchup, and wouldn't that be neat if both of them were undefeated at the time. But talk about teams like Venice and Tampa Jesuit as teams pushing into, you know, the national picture with some huge wins.
Yeah, it's just awesome to see. You kind of, you know, It's usually, you know, you brought up, you know, St. Thomas Aquinas and Miami Central and American Heritage. Those are usually the three teams that are always, you know, the most talked about teams in the area. But, you know, you look at these other teams, you got Tampa Jesuit coming into the mix, you got Venice, and then you brought up Cardinal Gibbons. You know, Cardinal Gibbons keeps moving up on in the rankings right now. We got them at number 44. So, you know, they win a few more games. They're going to inch closer to the top 25. And what a performance for Eden James, the son of Edrin James, the other week against American Heritage, who has a bunch of D1 dudes on defense. He balled for, what, 267 on the ground. Yeah. So it's been crazy in Florida this year. Like, it's so unpredictable what we've seen so far. And it's awesome, man. It's awesome for the game, and it's awesome for these programs kind of getting more recognized than they usually do. And it's been fun. And I can't wait for this game. Who would have thought Aquinas and American Heritage would both have 1L going into this matchup? So this is going to be a fun game, and it's going to be one of our top 10 games featured this week. And obviously the other game we're going to probably have featured in the top 10 games is Miami Northwestern, IMG, too.
Yeah, well, that should be. And then obviously Columbus suffered a loss. But I don't know if you heard about the most bizarre game was the Deerfield-Dillard game.
Yeah, it got called at halftime, right?
At halftime.
What happened?
You
could explain it more than I could. But.
Well, I was there, and you got to say, Dillard was putting it to Deerfield in every phase. I mean, they're running on him.
21-0,
throwing
nothing,
on
right?
Yeah, 21-0, and then usually what I do is when I go to a game like that, I'll split sides. I'll be on, like, I was on Dillard the first half, and then I'll go on, you know, Deerfield so I could, you know, see more of the action on that side. And as soon as I got over there and just sat down, I heard Dillard was, like, in the corner, and they all, like, were whooping it up, and I'm thinking, what the heck is going on? I mean, they acted like they just, you know, won a prize or something, and all of a sudden I see both teams leaving the field, and I'm thinking, wow, what the heck? And all of a sudden on the way out, I asked one of the trainers, I said, she goes, well, there was somebody had COVID and nobody reported it until somebody found it out. I said, wow. That's bizarre. I mean, that, and you know what the crazy thing was? Usually, like, unless you have a big game down here, like a Northwestern Central, you don't really get a lot of people at games. But this place was packed. And it was, you know, and you're saying to yourself, wow, that's crazy because, you know, it's one of those nutsy things. Talk about what's going on nationally. I mean, you know, you have your Mater Days and some of those teams, and they proved what they could do. They went to Texas and just, I mean, they're like the Alabama of high school football right now. Talk about some of the teams to watch for.
And, I mean, speaking of the modern day being the Alabama, their quarterback, Bryce Young, Alabama, is a modern day prodigy.
Yes.
He played his last year of high school ball there. But the quarterback they got now is going to be another national recruit. I'm not going to say he's going to be better than Bryce Young. That'd be crazy. But he's a sophomore. He became the fourth freshman in modern day history to start as a true freshman last year in the spring, led them to a 5-0 record. And he's playing well. He had a big-time performance against Duncanville in Texas in that 45-3 win. And you just look at what California's done so far. You know, St. John Bosco opened the season with that nice win against Miami Central. And then modern day went into Texas and just steamrolled Duncanville. So, and then, you know, the craziest thing this year, though, is the IMG Academy Bishop Sycamore game getting on ESPN. That's the craziest story of the year so far, too, man. But I tell you what, though, like, you know, people are saying, oh, Bishop Sycamore, that and this. I mean, IMG did the same thing to another big-time program in Ohio the following week in LaSalle. They won 58-7. So I feel like IMG is going to kind of do that a lot this year, too. So hopefully Northwestern can make it closer. We'll see. You know, I think IMG is going to win big, but you know, Northwestern—they've always got talent, and they're scrappy. So we'll see, man. But yeah, this has been a bizarre start to the year, but it's been fun. It's just awesome to see the national games back because that was something we truly missed last year. And just the excitement you see for the Bishop Gorman Miami Central game, and you know, Miami Central traveling out to the West Coast to take on St. John Bosco. It's just a great opportunity for these kids to get a chance to travel and do what they love, and that's strap it up and play some ball.
I agree with you. Zach Poff joining us, Max Preps. And I'll tell you, you take a look at some of these national battles, and that's what it's about, you know, because back in the day, when we first began this, you could just speculate how Cincinnati Moeller would do against this team, or, you know, back in those days, or Banning in California, which was a team back in the day, and some of those programs. But now you get to play it out, you know. I mean, you get to see these teams. A lot of these teams will travel, and it's awesome to see see, like, St. Francis Academy came to Fort Lauderdale. We've seen, like you said, we had an opportunity to see IMG, which came to Plantation. I mean, these teams have, like, you're used to seeing them Mater Dei. I mean, they now, a lot of people always ask me, how are the public schools in Southern California? As far as, are there any nationally rated public schools?
Yeah. Yeah, we got Corona Centennial. They've always been a big-time public school that, you know, I mean, just watch a USC game. You'll see Drake Jackson and Corey Foreman. Yes. Corey Foreman was the number one recruit in the country last year. He ain't from Mater Dei or St. John Bosco, always from Corona Centennial. So, I mean, Corona Centennial is kind of a public power down in Southern California. But, yeah, the private schools have done fairly better recently. But Corona Centennial's had some NFL players. And, you know, they're ranked in the top 25 this year again, too. So, you know, Matt Logan's one of the best head coaches, not just in California, but in the entire country. He just runs a fast-paced offense, and their defense is really good this year. They got a big-time secondary led by 2022 Notre Dame commit Jaden Mickey, too. So, yeah, Corona Centennial is a big-time public school out in Southern California. So there are some, but, yeah, obviously there's more private schools that are higher ranked.
That's the norm. I guess that's a norm. I mean, down in South Florida, I mean, obviously you have Heritage St. Thomas Chaminade, but you also have Central, Booker T, Northwestern, teams like that, that, you know, that are there year in and year out, only maybe because of the location of being in the inner city and have had that, you know, I think they have a youth pipeline. And just to let you know that today being Memorial Day, I mean, Labor Day, they have a youth football tournament games down here. And from what I heard, the parking was so unbelievable. You see, just on a, youth, it's packed. It's at Monsignor Pace, and I heard it overflow. So that'll show you, Zach. That'll show you where everybody's at. Everybody wants to follow you. Tell them how to follow you on social media and also your great video and your great articles.
Yeah, man. Just search my name, Zach Poff, ZACKPOFF on Twitter. You'll see it as Zach_Poff_MP. Hit me up with the follow, man. You know, I try and stay on top of this national game. Like, Larry, last week from Thursday to Saturday, I must have watched at least 45 to 50 high school games, man, and I love it. You know, I got my four TVs going, so I've got a couple college games on, got a couple of high school games on. So shout out to, you know, Flow Football and NFHS Network and all the broadcasting, websites that are out there, because it makes my job easier, because I'm trying to watch as many games as possible when it comes to national rankings. And I feel like I probably watch more high school football nationally than anybody in the country, because I'm trying to, you know, I'm trying to be as credible as possible, and I don't want to miss out on anybody. So I'm trying to lock into as many games as possible, and I love every second of it.
Good stuff. Zach, thanks so much as always. We'll hook up with you in a couple of weeks.
Hey, go Dodgers, huh?
Yep. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Zach Poff from Max Preps.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.